I'm speaking with Bill Peters, who's the chairman of the Edenbridge and Oxted Show, which is happening very soon on the 27th and the 28th of August at the Edenbridge and Oxted Showground. Hello, Bill.
Good morning.
So how are things going? Are we on track for the big event?
We certainly are on track, yes. We've got a lovely lot of entries being made. The showground's all coming together now. And we're really looking forward to having a really successful show on the 27th and 28th of August again this year.
It's a huge event. It must be massive to coordinate. Has it given you lots of sleepless nights? Are you having sleepless nights? How's it going?
Yes, it has given me plenty of sleepless nights. As you can imagine, we start planning the next year's show almost the day after last year's show finishes. But we always managed to bring it off. The show's been operating for many, many years. We've been at this current showground now, which we own for over 30 years, and we will have another successful show. But I can assure you that both the volunteers that are involved and the very key office staff that we have make it a real, real success. And it is the best two-day cockerel show in the south of England, without doubt. We have really good entries of cattle being shown all around the country. We've got cattle coming from the Royal Cornwall, the Great Yorkshire. They like to come and support our show because they know it's held in such high esteem within the farming community and the showing world.
So there's a lot going on. Can you give us a brief overview of what visitors can look forward to?
It's very much an agricultural show, but we do like to cater for as many people as we possibly can. So we have some, you know, not perhaps agricultural themed events in the main ring. And this year we've got the Dorset Axemen are coming to do static displays. We haven't had them before.
What do they do?
Well, they are essentially guys that work with timber, and they put on a display of, you know, chopping down trees, if you like, and doing some wood modelling. It gets a real buzz. They have a designated area, and they do several things that two or three displays during each day of the show. So it doesn't matter whether you come on Sunday or Monday, you will see them. And, you know, they're a great spectacle. They do shows around the country, but we've never actually had them at the Edenbridge and Oxted Show before.
That sounds great. Okay, what else?
Then we've got the monster trucks coming to the show this year, which are very large vehicles that demolish a large number of cars. They jump over them and roll on them, and
they've got fabulous names, haven't they, those trucks?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Big Pete and the Grim Reaper.
And the Grim Reaper, that's right.
So from an agricultural side then, animals, how many animals have you got turning up to this event?
We've got 250 pedigree beef cattle coming. There's 130 dairy animals coming.
And what about pigs? What have we got there?
Yes, we have a very large entry of pigs again. There's more pigs now at Edenbridge Show than any other shows locally have, and right through from breeding classes to what we call commercial classes. It's nice to see a sound litter. There's nothing better to keep a small group of children entertained is a sow with a litter and running around squeaking and oinking.
Oh, yeah.
As it's a sheep, we have 1,000 sheep.
Oh, my goodness.
A lot of sheep. Many, many breeds. They are a great spectacle. And then we've also got dairy goats. Then we've got guinea pigs, show rabbits. The number of cattle that we have at our show, although we're only a local show, would be more than any of the big county shows in the southeast. And we like to say that we have the second largest entry of cattle to any show in the country, second only to either the Great Yorkshire or the Royal Welsh. So
it's amazing. But the logistics of that must be mind-blowing.
Yes.
Where,
yes.
Where do you keep all of those animals? Do they arrive on
on a Saturday? And the cattle and the sheep are all housed, and the pigs for that matter, all housed in designated marquees. The team before will have prepared the what we call the stalling, where they're tied up in the tents, ready to be shown. And the culmination of the judging is carried out in the main ring. And that's a terrific spectacle. We would expect to have 300 cattle at least in the main ring there about 1:30 on the Monday. That's the highlight of our show. It's something we've perfected over the years, and a lot of other shows are most jealous of the display of animals that we put on in that main ring. And great credit to the stockmen that bring them out and prepare them. It's, you know, it's no mean feat, as I can assure you, having done it plenty of times.
Because it must be for the animal in an arena with all the noise and whatever's going on around. It must freak some of the animals out.
Yes, it can do.
Are there any horses?
Yes, but there'll be many, many horses in a vast array of in-hand judging classes. We have a coaching marathon, show jumping. We have ponies. We have a fancy dress class for youngsters in hand. And we have donkeys also, horses being driven in carts and wagons and things. And several classes are this year qualifiers for the Horse of the Year show. Again, just goes to show the very high standard of equine entries that we have at our show also. Yeah,
real quality. Wow. And what about doggies? How many dogs? What are we doing for the dogs?
We don't have a dog show as such, but we have within the country sports section, we have a lot of gun dog trials. We have our own lake that they can retrieve and work in. We have a terrier racing day.
Oh, they're always fun, aren't they?
Yes. So there are a lot of dogs, but there's not a dog show as such.
You have rural craft?
Yes, we have fly fishing. Yes, again, in the country sports area, fly fishing. We have farriers have competitions on 2 days. There's a blacksmithing competition, not unique to our show, but it's not something that all shows have. And it's something that we're very proud to put on and to host. Yeah.
And something for the gardening enthusiasts?
Yes, we have a very large horticultural marquee with a huge number of fruit and vegetable and flower exhibits. It's not too late to get your entries in if your dahlias are just coming into bloom now and you think, oh, that's good. You know, get your entries in. That's not too late for that.
How do they do that?
Get onto the Edenbridge and Oxted Show website, edenbridgeshow.co.uk, and pick up the entry form there.
Okay, that sounds great. And what about vehicles?
Well, we've got a very large entry of vintage tractors, including, I think we've got 4 or 5 steam engines coming this year. Very, very well-supported section of the show, has a designated area. I think I'm right in saying we've got well in excess of 100 entries in the vintage tractors coming this year. And then also we have vintage cars. There's a large entry of those. They do a parade in the main ring.
My husband's a classic British motorbike enthusiast. He's got a couple. He'll ride over on his Norton, stick it in the display.
But he better put you up pillion and come over and see.
That would be a sight. Okay, I guess we need to talk about the all-important food and drink.
Yes, we have a food and drink marquee. Again, that's very well subscribed this year with, you know, local and exhibitors from further afield. And of course, there's, you know, plenty of food that's all around the showground where you're able to, you know, keep yourself refreshed with whatever you fancy. We've got beer tents, ice cream stands. There's no need to go home hungry or thirsty, I can assure you.
That sounds brilliant.
To make sure that as many people can come to the show as possible. And the best thing to do is to get your tickets bought before, because you get a discount. It doesn't matter if you buy a ticket and you don't know which day you want to come. The tickets are valid for both days. So
That's really good. So tickets can be purchased beforehand with a discount, or they can be purchased on the day at the gate.
They can be purchased on the day, yes. But
without the discount. How much are the tickets, Bill?
The discounted price are £20.70 for an adult, £18.90 for over 65s and students. Kids under 5 are free. That's the online price.
Is it a lot more to pay at the gate?
It's a discount of 10%.
Okay. It sounds fabulous. There is so much going on. All we need to do is pray for good weather. I guess that's the one thing you can't control.
You can't control it, but irrespective of the weather, it's a jolly good day. We've had wet days before and it hasn't deterred people. And we've had jolly hot days and it hasn't deterred people. But we're going to have really good weather this year, so you haven't got to worry about that. I'm going to go with the man upstairs and he's going to look after us.
I'm sure he will. And we're all used to it anyway, even if it doesn't. We'll be prepared.
Plenty of covered area there, so you won't get wet.
No, I'm sure it's going to be fabulous. Well, go through the date. Talk about the tickets. Tell us when it all starts.
Well, the show opens on the Sunday morning. At 8 o'clock in the morning.
That would be Sunday the 27th?
Sunday the 27th, gates open.
And Monday the 28th?
Yeah, that's correct, yes.
2 days. So for more details and to book tickets, you do have the website. Just remind us again of that website.
It's the edenbridgeshow.co.uk.
Well, I hope it's a great success. I'm sure it will be. And well done to all for all your hard work. And I'm sure it'll pay off. You'll have a fabulous time.
Well, I certainly hope so. It's not sort of wanted the amount of very hard work that's gone into. It's been nice chatting to you, Lynn. And I hope you can encourage as many people to come and join us for, you know, what's going to be a fabulous show on the 27th and 28th.
Certainly do that. Thank you. So Bill Peters, chairman of the Edenbridge and Oxted show. Thanks for your time today. It's been very nice chatting to you, and good luck to all. Let's just hope for good weather. But as you say, who cares? It's going to be a fabulous time anyway, isn't it? Hey,
brilliant. Thank you very much.
Thank you.